I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. There are more warnings about the need to prepare for the possibility of a worldwide outbreak of bird flu. VOA Steve Herman in Tokyo reported Friday on the results of a two-day meeting held by Japan and the World Health Organization. Delegates from more than 20 countries discussed a plan they hope might contain the early spread of any influenza pandemic. WHO Western Pacific Director Shigeru Omi says containment alone is not enough. He says all the possible options must be used. That includes doing more to watch for the risk of person-to-person infection. Dr. Omi also says some countries need to be more open about reporting infections in animals and people. He did not say which countries. The WHO says about $1.5 million will be needed over 3 years to prepare for a pandemic. A meeting next week in Beijing will deal with how to pay for it. The World Bank has just offered $500 million. The current outbreak of bird flu began in Southeast Asia in December of 2003, leading to about 80 deaths. Health officials say the victims have been mostly young people who had close contact with infected birds or sick people. China and Turkey have reported the most recent human infections. The WHO says the H5N1 virus already has met two of the three conditions for a pandemic. It is new, so there is no natural protection, and it can make people very sick. The third condition is that a virus must change into a form that can pass easily from person to person. WHO officials say tests on two people who died in Turkey found a small genetic change in the virus. But they say it is too soon to know how this might affect the spread of the virus. They say similar changes appeared in 2003 in Hong Kong and last year in Vietnam. Experts continue to learn more about the virus. New research may show it to be more widespread, but not as deadly as people have thought. This week, the Archives of Internal Medicine published a study by Swedish and Vietnamese scientists. Their findings suggest that sick or dead birds can spread mild avian influenza to humans. They say doctors may be seeing only the most severe cases. The WHO is taking no chances. It wants every country to develop a plan. France, for example, has announced plans to gather enough face masks and medicines for all its people. European Union countries have until February 7th to propose how they will keep watch for bird flu. EU officials this week extended a testing program for poultry and wild birds. In the United States, efforts include new public guidelines about how to prepare for a pandemic. The government has a website, pandemicflu.gov. More information about avian influenza can also be found at who.int and at voanews.com. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Steve Ember.